Okay, today is Daf Vav. We are on Daf Vav on the top line, where it says Ve'ikad Di Amri. So the Gemara is discussing the following issue. Why is the Mishnah said that if a man, suspects his wife of being a Sota, and he's starting to go through the process, and then what happens is he dies. So can somebody marry her? Can the brother do Yibum? No. Only Chalitza. Why? So yesterday we gave one answer. Yesterday's answer was totally based on Sukkim. Yeah. Darshaning difficult drushes to get to the idea that the brother can't marry her. Only Chalitza. Not Yibum. Ikad Amri. Another reason, another answer, is Amr of Yosef. Hakasav Kuro Acher. The Torah calls the other guy Acher. She'ein Benzugo Shel Rishon. Right? What does he call him Acher? V'yatza mibesa v'haisa la'ish Acher. That's when you divorce her, right? Torah calls someone Acher. Shezeh hoti risha mibeso v'zeh hichnis risho l'soch beso. You send out the evil one to your house, right? You divorce her because she's evil. Why is she evil? No, we're talking about a divorce. Whatever it is, didn't work out. So to you, she's evil. And someone else is going to go take her, the evil one. What, we should encourage this? Encourage someone else. The brother should marry her also. So Amalei Abaya, Elamayata, Elamayata, Nisei.
That would be the same case for every
Yibam. No, he died.
That's what I'm saying. How can any Yibam happen?
Why?
Same thing.
No, he's no evil. The guy died. The guy was in an accident. He died. No evil. This is talking about a divorce. Why are you divorcing your wife? Why are you divorcing your wife? Because you don't like her. So that's like, so to speak, like an evil. So someone else should go take her. So here, Anna Chanami, you died. But there was an evil. What's the evil? She was a Sota. So Va'ata Marta, Va'ata Marta Ziyabim Nami Yivume. So you should, your brother should marry her. Amalei Abaya El Mayata Nitzes La'acher Umeis Below Banim Lotus Yabeim Da Kasev Karo Acher. So what happened? A man suspected of being a Sota. He died. So what happened? There's no Yibum. There's Chalitza. She goes ahead and marries some other guy.
What did he do? Did he?
I don't know. I don't know what in the stage happened, but at some point, yeah, I think he did do Kinoi, and at some point he died.
There's no stira.
There might have been stira also, but there's no drinking. There's only drinking if he's alive. So there's no drinking. So it could have even been at that stage. Yeah. What happened? He died. So what happens? Chalitza. Fine. Excellent. So she goes back on. No. What happened? When he died? He must have stira also. I think it's stira also. And then he died. So what happened? The chalitza. She goes ahead and marries someone else.
Right.
And then that guy also dies.
Right.
Now the question is, there shouldn't be even on that marriage. Why? Because she's evil. So the Gemara answers, well, Gabedahai Miha B'Shem Tov Havi Kaima. No, in the second marriage she behaved herself. So there's no, that's not a kasha. Rava Amar Kalvachomer. Rava says it's a Kalvachomer. This is a very complicated Kalvachomer. Im Nesra B'Mutterla. If there's an Isser for someone mutter to you, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rava Amar, it's right here. Ha Diktani Masnisen. V'lo Tisya Bemez. Why can't you, the brother, do Yibum on this woman, on this Sota, or a suspected Sota, Kalvachomer. It's a Kalvachomer. What's the Kalvachomer? The Im Neseres Bistira. If the husband becomes usher to his own wife because of Stira, that's the Halacha. Once he accuses her, once she doesn't listen and is secluded with a man, she can't be with her. He can't be with his own wife until she goes through the Sota process. Either she'll die, or she'll get a lot of brachas. Right? So he can't be with her. Nevertheless, Dinis Eres Bistira Zu Bemutala Bibaila Shaya Mutala Viniskalkalu. Right? Because he was mutter to her and then he became usher to her. Aksha of Hanisuin Lesser Love. Okay, what does that mean? Right? So what does that mean? Again, let's read it again. Kavachomer. Im Nesra Bimutarla. Right? Im Nesra b'mutterla. The husband was mutter to her all this time. And now he became usher to her. Why did he become usher to her? Because she's a suspected Sota. So, ba'asr la lo kolshkein. So the brother, who was never allowed to marry her, it's his sister-in-law. He could never marry her. The only way he could marry her is if the husband died. So he's always asr to her. And now she mutter to her. Okay? It's a, therefore, there is no yibum. That's why it's a kavachomer. Only chalitza. Amalei abaya. What? Do I, the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute.
That's why the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Amalei abaya. Amalei abaya. Elamayata. Kohen Gadol. Listen to this. So Abaya asks the following question. Kohen Gadol. Shekidish as halmana. A Kohen Gadol marries an almana, which is something he's not allowed to do. Umes. And he dies. V'yesh lo ach. Kohen Hedyot. Which he's allowed to do. Lotus Yabim. There shouldn't be any Yibim. Why not? In Nesra, B'mutr La. In Nesra, B'mutr La. Right? In Nesra, B'mutr La. Right? If the Kohen Gadol. Right? What does that mean? In Nesra, B'mutr La.
She was originally allowed to marry him.
No, he wasn't.
As a regular Kohen?
No, he's a Kohen Gadol. He cannot let him marry an almana.
The Kohen Gadol died. Forget it. It being that she was originally allowed to marry him.
Yeah.
So originally she was mutter to him because he's a plain Kohen. Now that she married the Kohen Gadol.
So, okay. Im Nesra b'mutala doesn't make any sense. Im Nesra b'mutala doesn't make any sense. Im Nesra... If there's aser b'mutter la, in what's mutter to him, so be'iser ba'aser la lo kolshkein. So the brother, who couldn't marry this woman anyway, because he was his wife's sister, because his brother's wife, lo kolshkein, for sure can't do yibum. Same exact thing. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, nesra, ha'isura v'kaima? He was always aser to marry this woman. Why? Because she's an almana, and a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. And b'mutter la, what do you mean mutter la? Aser la hu. He's also to marry this woman. So the whole premise of the Kal V'Chomer is false. The whole premise of the Kal V'Chomer is false. Well, Kohen Gadol who married an almana is mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? It's not mutter. So the brother for sure can't marry her. The whole Kal V'Chomer is wrong. So you're right. Ella, you're right. Abai says you're right. Okay, that's not what I meant to ask. But I meant to ask as follows. Ella, Ashes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, Shenensa. She was raped, or she did an Avera B'Ratzon, it doesn't matter. The point is, a Kohen can go back to her. Once a wife of a Kohen is violated, even if it was not on her consent, the husband can't, the Kohen can't go back to her. So, Im Eishes Kohen Shenensa, the mace. And then the husband died. He heard what happened to his wife, he died. V'yesh la'ach, chalal. But he has a brother, but the brother's a chalal. So, Lotus Yabim. He can't do Yibam. Why can't he do Yibam? Right? Well, why not? For the following Kal V'Chomer. It's very possible. They have mothers. His mother was a Grusha.
Half mother, Yibam.
What?
Yibam and half brother.
No, they have the same father.
They
have the same father. They have different mothers. One mother was good and one mother was no good. Right? What?
No, regular
Kohen.
Even the same parents, they get a divorce and they remarry.
Yeah, exactly.
The father's a Kohen.
He married a woman, a regular woman, a normal woman. They had a child.
Right.
Then the wife died, and he married some Gerusha.
Right.
They had another child, so the same father. But the second one's a Chalal. Okay. Now, here's the Kal V'Chomer. Itra b'mutter la. Im nesra b'mutter la. If he's usher to be with someone he used to be mutter to, meaning he was mutter to this woman until she became nensa, until she did some wrong or she was raped or something happened to her, so then b'isr lo lo kolshkein, so the brother for sure not. Right? So the Gemara answers, ones b'Yisrael mishma shari. Normally an ones is mutter, v'gabe dahai leka isura. Right? What's Vagabe Hai? Vagabe Hai Leka Isura. And for the other brother, he's a Chalal. So it doesn't Nothing applies to him anyway. Look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah, in, down where we are. He says, Leke Yisura, the Etzlo, he had their gomer. For this brother, he's a cholo. See, it's not even like a, it's not even like a kohen. The ain zeh kavachomer. That's not a kavachomer. Because there's no reason why this guy can't do Yibum. Aval bezinza beratzon. But what if she did it beratzon? Shahabal v'hayavam shavim be'isur zeh. Then they're both equal. Im hoisa tachtav harezeh kavachomer. That would be a good kavachomer. Sharei machmas nisuin harishonim hines kekes liyavam v'malabal neskalkala kavachomer liyavam. If she went ahead and had an affair, then that would be a valid kavachomer. Well, the husband was once mutter to him, mutter to her. What did she do? She went ahead and had an affair. So now the husband becomes usher. So therefore, so the husband's usher and the brother can marry her? No. That doesn't make any sense. That's a kavachomer. But if she's raped, the brother is like a Yisrael. Because he's a chalal. So why can't he do Yibam on her? There's no reason why not. So I'm not sure what the whole point of the Gemara was. To try to find another case like our case. Our case was a sota. So why can't the brother do Yibam? Why not? So Rav said it's a kavachomer. What kind of kavachomer? Well, the husband himself was mutter to her once upon a time, and now is usher to her. Why is he usher to her? Because she's a sota. But then he died before we resolved it. So how could the brother do Yibam? That was the kavachomer. So then Abaye said, I'll try to find other types of similar types of kavachomers, and maybe he did at the end. Okay? Good. Next Mishnah. The elu asuros milechol betruma. These are the following women that not all women in the world in the parish of Sota. Women in the parish of Sota that can't eat truma, meaning they're married to a kohen. They're not bas kohen themselves. They're married to a kohen, so any woman who married to a kohen could eat truma. The following women can't. One, homeres tmei ani lecha. If she says I'm guilty, yeah, right. You caught me. I'm guilty, right? Okay. Number two, Shabo Adim she's mayor. Adim came and said she's guilty. Number three, Homeres Aini Shosa. She says, I'm not drinking that. Right? And number four, Shabaila Aina Rotzalashkosa. The husband doesn't let her drink. So I'm not having my wife subject to that. And number five, Shabaila Ba Aleha Baderech. On the way to the Beis HaMikdash to verify if she's a soldier or not, the husband has relations with his own wife, which he's not allowed to do. If he does that, she can't eat truma anymore.
Because she could ever do the, they can't do the war. The
correct.
Why so he has to be okay, right?
What?
He has to be free of whatever.
Correct.
Well, she can eat truma after he has, can he steer her? Until they have drink the water, she can eat truma.
I think so. Only these cases not.
What's this case too?
So didn't the first Mishnah say that? Didn't the first Mishnah say that? What did the first Mishnah say? Yeah. So you're right. You're right. Right. This is in addition to that. In addition, there's five additional cases in addition to that case. If there's Kenan, say for sure she can't eat Shuma. Additional cases. Right? So the question is, what about number five? Because number five over here is we're already on the way to Yerushalayim. She can't assume it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Amr of Amram, Hamilsa Amr Lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said the following thing, Vanahar Lan Einin Mimas Nisim. And it lit up our eyes about the Mishnah. In other words, he said a chiddush about the Mishnah. Sota, listen to this Gemara. Sota Sheyesh La Edim B'Medina Sayam. There's a Sota, but there are Edim somewhere else in the world. There are Edim in China. Right, Rashi says three words. Sharo shenitma mizeh. They saw what happened. The husband doesn't know about these Edom. Nobody knows about these Edom. But there are Edom out there in the world. So really, it's not a case of Sota. It's not a case of Sota. Sota has to be no Edom short. Right? There are Edom on the Kine and the Steer. There's no Edom on the Tumah. But there are Edom on the Tumah, but we don't know about them. Edom happened to be the in the hotel, the bellboy and the guy with the luggage saw what went on. So we don't know that. So Edom B'medina tayam, if there are Edim anywhere in the world, ain hamayim bodkinosa. The water won't work. It won't work. My time, why not? The Amar Kra, because it says, V'nistara v'hi nitma'a, v'ain Edma. There were no Edim. So if there are Edim, even if the Edim are not here, If there are edim, it won't work, right? Meaning, Deleka the Yadava. Nobody knows about it. Who knows? Only her, him, and Hashem. No, there has to be, there are no edim. If there are edim, it won't work. The edim are not around, they went to China. Okay, then it won't work. How do we know that? We don't know it. We don't know.
I'm sorry, man, I'm being a pain again.
Yeah.
So she had relations with that?
Yeah.
I thought it was just... Okay.
So we normally, we don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
Right.
Here, we do know. So it's not going to work. There are Adim that saw what happened. Happens to be, we don't even know that there are Adim.
So what happened to this claim that it's happened? So he's supposed to...
Now, I don't know if we're talking about a Cohen here.
Well, or anybody. You're supposed to divorce.
Didn't we use this for
not to aid him? Rashi asked that question. Look at this last skinny line. Afagav did darshin and le'el. Even though we darshin before. Le'ed echad. Neman besota. Do you learn from here that one aid is believed by a sota? Ulusota vadoes delotish de'od. Right? Says Rashi, an unbelievable thing. Ein mikri, right? The pshuta. The pashup shot of this mission of this pasuk is that there were no edim. That's the pashup shot. You don't tell me drushes from today till tomorrow. That's lovely. The pashup shot is there were no edim, right? V'kedarshin la nami hachi the ein ed ba who the amar v'havi ha'ish es ishtar v'chal parsha ha'im yesh ed ein omay and both yosaf. You're right. You made drushes. The pashup says there are no edim. If there are edim, then the whole parsha doesn't work. The whole parsha doesn't count. Now. You want to talk about a woman as an adulterer? That has to be a hasra.
I know, but...
That has to be... all these rules. None of that happened.
They were together, and he didn't mind. Why does she have to have relations with the guy? Who cares about it? Even if she was together with the guy, then she has to drink.
Correct. If she was together with the guy, and it could be they're playing cards
right.
In the room. We don't know.
She
has to drink. Yeah. But now we do know. There were edim. What do you mean, who cares?
No.
That's not what it's not a sota.
There were no edim.
What? Rav Amram said in the name of Sheshes that if there are Edim, it doesn't work.
Right.
Why not? Because the pasuk says there are no Edim.
Right,
and what if there are Edim? It doesn't work.
Why is it critical that the pasuk is Nidmar? You don't have to have Nidmar. It can just be said together and she has to drink. I don't know why the pasuk is Nidmar, the Edimar. Who cares? Even if there's no...
So that, I don't know if that Nidmar means relations. It could just mean that she didn't listen to the warning. Yeah, I don't think it's literal.
No,
she means she listened to the warning. You don't listen to the warning, you're a suffix, Tumah. You're a suffix.
What's that? What's the aid? There's no aid for what?
There's no aid for the Tumah, exactly.
And so she did it.
How
are you going to know about
that? How do you know?
What?
You mean, why does the Torah say it like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, now. The Anahar Lon Enayin Mimasnisan. And this Vart, it comes from our Mishnah. How so? Diktani shebo la edim shehi tamei, right? Because it says that edim came that she was tamei, right? And then what happened? She doesn't need truma. Now one second. The asu edim emas. When did these edim come? When did they come to say? Oh, by the way.
By the way, we were
edim. Yeah. E name mikame deshasi. If it's before she drinks, zonahu. So she's a zona.
Wait a minute. She's not supposed to drink.
What?
Right.
If it's before the whole story happened, she's a zona, and for sure she can't eat truma. Ela labasa deshasa. After she drank, now Aiden come along and say, "By the way, we saw what happened."
Right.
Unnecessary.
What? Unnecessary.
Ah, ia marta bishloma ein mayin boat kenosa. If the water doesn't work, shop it. Then it's very good that Aiden are coming, because anyway the water doesn't work. Ela ia marta mayin boat kenosa. If the water works, then Tigali Milsul and Afer, the Sahadi Shakrina, they them are liars. Well, they ain't coming along. By the way, we saw. What do you mean? She look at all these brachas she just got. Because she just drank it and it was baloney. So now you're coming and tell the Adam, you ate him false. Right? So obviously, the waters don't work. If they're Adam. See what the Gemara just did? See what the Gemara just said? It must be true.
It just hits its own bed.
Right.
How does she survive then? She survived the waters.
What?
And she survived. Like,
because the waters don't work if they're Edim.
It doesn't work.
That's exactly the point.
It doesn't work.
Right? The water doesn't work if they're Edim. Right? That's exactly... I just proved it. I proved them right. The water... Rav Sheshet made a statement. The waters don't work if they're Edim. It's obvious. When did Edom come? They have to come after the drinking. Why? Because before the drinking, of course, Hashem doesn't drink. Right? If the Edom come before, on the way to the Beit HaMikdash, right? She's about to drink, Edom run in, she doesn't drink. Edom came. So what must be after the drinking? Then why didn't she die? Yeah.
So
the answer is, because the waters don't work.
So when does the water work?
The water works when there's no Edom.
The water doesn't work when there's no Edom.
The water works when there's no Edom.
The water works only outside.
Yeah.
The Gemara was wrong before.
No, no Edom.
The Gemara said before that if there's no Edom, the water doesn't work.
No, I said if there are Edom, the water doesn't work.
So it's not so magical, the water.
No, but you said that if the Edom are more magical, then we consider it like there's no Edom.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that. I said the waters don't work if there are Edom, even if the Edom aren't here.
And we don't know about
them. But it won't work. So then how do you know the water ever works?
Right.
The Gemara's going to ask that question in a minute.
Right? Imagine that guy goes home thinking, today, yes, and then two years later, well, you know, something
like that. You mentioned all the apologies he's already given?
So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosef said, La'olam e'malach mayim botkinosa. Really, the waters do work. Why didn't they work here? V'ha e'mar zechus tolala. Maybe she had some kind of zechus. The waters, let's say she's an unbelievable person. But she had a taiva, right? So she did one thing with this guy. It doesn't take away from all her tzedekis. So sure enough, the waters don't work. They're not going to work on a tzedekis. What kind of tzedekis is there that does this? That's a good question, right? Now, b'may kamifal yi. So what's going on here? What's going on here is the misnavna de Rebbe. It's about the Vart of Rebbe. What is Miss? How did they translate the word Miss Navna? She's wasting away? Wasting away. Meaning, if a woman is a Sota, but she's a very good person, and she did one thing wrong, it's not justifying it, you're not supposed to be an adulterer, but she did it, but she's not a Rasha, she's a good person. She's a Tanua, and she does Chesed, and she serves lunch for the kids in school, she's an unbelievable person, but she had this one problem. So Rebbe says, you know what happens to her? She doesn't die on the spot, she wastes away. It'll slow death. And that's what they're arguing about. Right, what's going on here? Some say the waters work, some say it doesn't work. Well, what's the story with Edom? So, Ditnan, Rebbe Omer, Zacha, Zechus, if she has a Zechus, Tole B'mayim Hamarim, the waters sort of hang in the balance, Ve'ena Yoledes, she can't have any more children, Ve'ena Mishabachas, she doesn't have any other brachas, and Ela Misnavna V'holeches, L'sof she makes it Ba'osamisa, she'll wilt away and she'll end up dying as a Sota, but it won't happen right away. If she's a Rasha Marusha and she's a Sota, she'll die on the spot. Says Rebbe, but if she's not such an evil person, but she did the Sota, she's a Sota. But she had other Zechusim, so it'll wilt away, it'll take time.
And then you're sentencing the husband to do that every time he's now allowed to have relations with her because the war obviously didn't work, so he's going to have relations with her, he shouldn't sign.
She's a Sota, what do you mean? She's a Sota. The thing is, so she had a zechus. Well, she once gave an ani, a poor person, gave an ani a cookie. So we'll delay it a little bit.
If the water doesn't work,
it does work.
That we say,
so Rebbe's saying it does work, but it takes time.
So you don't know whether she's safe or not.
It's clearly a sign that it's working, it's just working slowly.
It's taking slowly.
That's it.
All of a sudden she's healthy, all of a sudden look what's happened to this person. So it doesn't happen instantaneously, it takes time. Rebbe Sheisha Safar, Bein LeRebbe, Bein LeRabbanan, Have misnavna. According to everybody, this happens. Rabbi Yosef Savar, Rabbi Yosef holds, L'Rebbe have misnavna. Only according to Rebbe does that happen. L'Rabbanan lo have misnavna. According to the Rabbanan, it doesn't happen. Therefore, so then what happened? She has a chuzim. So this idea of Rebbe doesn't. The Rabbanan don't agree to it. Therefore, exactly. The Rabbanan hold that the Zechusim, and therefore the Zechusim outweigh the Sota water. So it's a machlokas. Masiv Rav Sheish, Shimi Bar Ashi, 1 second. Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Zechus Tol B'mayim Hamarim. There's no such thing. I reject this whole idea that a Zechus can push off water. Why? The Im Ata Omer Zechus Tol B'mayim Hamarim. If you tell me it's true, then Midcha Ata Es Amayim, if they call Nashim Shosos. You're going to push off the whole idea of Sota is going to be pushed off. Why? Atamoti Shemra al Tahoros Shashasu. You're gonna cause a Shemra on the good ones. Why? Really? They were so
Okay.
Really they were Sotas. So why didn't they die? Because they're good people. Vehein omrim, tamei otal, you, they're really tamei. Ella, shetala behen, lehen, zechos, but they got some zechos up their sleeve. Vim iso, yeshua, edim, dina sayam, nami atamotzi, shema ala taharos. So if you tell me that edim anywhere in the world will prevent the waters from working, you're going to bring the same laws on these women. Really? They're no good. Why did they die? Because there must be edim somewhere. The luggage guy must have seen. So really, right? Vehein omrim, tamei otal, you, el sheyeshlam edim, dina sayam. So the Gemara answers, L'Rab Shimon kamarta. This whole thing is only Rab Shimon said that. L'Rab Shimon mizidachus lo talya, edim nami lo talya. You're right. According to Rab Shimon, edim don't prevent it from working. Only Rab Shimon holds this. Rab Shimon holds, there's no such thing as a zachus pushing off soak the water. Right? That makes sense. And everyone's going to talk bad about them. You're right. According to Rab Shimon, there's no zachus. And according to Rab Shimon, edim also don't stop it from working. We don't hold like Rav Shimon. So therefore, we say that the chosim do push it off. And what else? And what?
And
Edom also push it off. Rav Shimon made a good taina. You're gonna talk lies about the women. What can I tell you?
You never know.
What?
You never know. Basically.
Exactly.
Unless you talk.
And you talk that way, you
right. So Tosfos asked, what kind of lies are you going to talk about? They're wilting away. So Tosfos says, well, you know, they're going to give justification, you know, not right away doesn't happen, not that for a second, right away you start talking bad about them, you know how people are. Okay.
It makes it very complicated.
It's very complicated.
As a kid, you thought it was absolutely definitive.
Right.
Drink, yes, if not, you got 20 more kids. But here it's saying you don't know.
Right. Well, that's why when we grow up, we learn things differently. You know, we're forced, famous Vart, right? When a 3-year-old boy gets sentenced for the first time, you know, with the choo-choo train on it, and everyone's all excited. Right, that's a wonderful thing. And imagine if he's 20 years old and he's wearing the same pair of tzitzis. That's a joke. Yeah. Right? So if we have the same ideas about the Torah when we're 3 years old that we have when we're older, it's terrible. Right? Nobody likes to hear that much. This is a good muscle. Such a good muscle, no? Right? It applies the most to Sefer Bereishis. We have these built-in ideas about the Avos. That when we're little kids, we learn them a certain way. When you get older, it's a whole different world, right? So it's very hard to come to terms with that. That's what it applies the most. Okay, Masiv Rav. Rav asked the question: the Elu Sheminuchosehen Nisrafos. The following minchas get burned. Okay, so there's a halacha like this. You already put the flour into the kli. Klisharis, and then it turns out for whatever reason that the sota is not going to go through. So what do you do with this flour? You can't put it back into some other pot. You have to burn it. Why? Because there's a certain stage where the carbon mincha is too far that you can't undo it. And you have no choice but to burn it. Let's say you're sitting in your living room and you accuse your wife of being a sota, you accuse her of being a sota. And you start getting the flour ready for the carbon, right? You're already busy with that. You're gonna, right? And it turns out the whole thing was a mistake. So that flour becomes kadosh. What?
Or she admits it,
right? So that flour becomes kadosh? No. That flour is chulin. You started preparing it? Yeah, but you didn't do anything with it. At some point, you're in the Beis HaMikdash already. It's already in a kli. Then already, it's too late to undo it. You have to burn it. What's the case? Ha'omeres t'meya ani. She admits. You're right. She admits, I'm Tomei, you caught me. Or Shabal La Edim She Tameo. Or Edim come. Or the Asu Edim or Edim come. Right? Those are the two cases. The Asu Edim Emas. When did these Edim come? Ilema Mikame Tiktakdesh. If it happened before she was before you makdish the flour or the barley, whatever it is. Typical chulus. Why can't the flour go back to chulus? You didn't do anything. Yeah, you started preparing it, you're getting it busy, you didn't do anything when I said there's no kedusha. Or Rashi says in the third skinny line, take tipak l'chulin bepidyon, redeem what's in there and let it go to chulin. Why? Shlohay kedusha taguf. It wasn't kedusha taguf, rather ela kedusha tapeh. You just said, I can't believe my wife did this to me, I gotta go get a carbon now, right? V'chal hamanachos niftos calls man shlo kachu b'kli. Any mincha can be redeemed as long as it doesn't go into a kli. So why is this any different? Ella, rather, lebasar de kadosh. So must be after You won't come back to this shit already. Then Edom show up and say, well, by the way, we were Edom. So one second. Yeah, but if Mishlo Mayan boat, you know, so if the water's gonna work, Alma, Bas Mikadesh, or Makarivi. So then the carbon would have been a valid carbon. Therefore, now that Edom came, the carbon has to be burnt. I can't undo it, it's too late. V'chi kadosh me'ikara, shaper kadosh. My original makdashing of this carbon was valid. Why? Because the waters were going to work anyway. The waters were going to work. Therefore, the mincha has to be burnt. Ella, i'amrit einamayin bokinosa. Then one second. If the water's not going to work, if there are Aiden out there anywhere in the world, I don't know about these Aiden, but they're there anywhere in the world, they're there. So then what am I doing? What I'm doing is, I'm just going through motions that don't count. Right? Because the water's not going to work if there are Edom, anywhere in the world. If the water's not going to work if there are Edom, then my mincha is a waste of time. Now what happened? The Edom showed up. So now I know it's a waste. Before I didn't know. But now I know it's a waste of time. Right? Botkin, to go to the Milzul of Mafreya, though that comes revealed now, the Chi Kadosh Meikara, when I was Makdashit an hour ago, Betoz Kadosh, it was a total mistake. It was never going to work. I didn't know that, because I didn't know there were Edom. But sure enough, the Edom showed up. Vetepik L'chulin. So why doesn't the go back to Chulin? What do you see from here? It's a kasha on the idea that Edom anywhere in the world will not make the water work. Right? Amav Yehuda Midiskara. Listen to this Gemara. He gives the following answer. Kigon Shezinsa Ba'azara. The woman has relations right there in the Azara. And says Rashi, Shezinsa Ba'azara, Rashi says, a little further down, La'acha Shekotcha B'Kli. After you put it in the Kli, you suspected of being a zona in some hotel room. No Eden for that. Then in the Azara, she has relations with somebody. In the Azara. The Alznus Zebo Eden. That's in public, it's a public place, right? There's a lot of Eden there. There's a lot of Eden there watching that. That's what the Eden come for. Follow Allah Toma Shalstir Rishona. Not what happened in the hotel. No Eden for that. So, Hilkach, Ki Kotra Bekli, Bas Matashu Makrav Havi. The Lo Havi Le Eden. There were no Eden for that. So asks the Gemara, one second. So the Gemara says, "Chi Kadosh Meikara, Shaper Kadosh." So the original kedusha, Machdashing.
Same guy,
though. No, not the same guy at all. The Gemara is going to say, "Let's see in a minute who the guy is." Machdashing. My original Machdashing was valid. I shed relations. What do you mean, Edom came? No, they came now. She's a real piece of work, right?
When does Edom come? Like 3 weeks from now. What happened? That just means on my prayer the carbon was no good.
I know. So the Gemara asked that question, and the whole Reb Shimon has a good point. Says, then the whole sota is out the window.
Right.
Because it's not going to work, and people are going to say, you know why it didn't work? Not because it wasn't true. They were Edom. It was true. Of course it was true.
It means the carbon was happening to the carbon.
So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Right? That the Gemara said, you're going to take lies on all these women. We're going to think that they passed the test. No, really, they failed, but they were Edom. So, and the Gemara says, well, we don't hold like that. So Maskev Rav Masharshia, one second. How could this even happen? Follow Pirchei Kahuna Malavanosa. There are Pirchei Kahuna there guarding her. So the Gemara answers, yeah. Shedinsa Pirchei Kahuna Atzman. Yeah, she had relations with the guards, right? You don't have a 20-year-old kid, 19-year-old kid watching a sota. That's not a good idea. That's what happened.
Ox in the
headhouse. Yeah. Ravashi Amar, another answer. Can go to Shenitzvichal Lenakaveh. She had to go to the bathroom, right? The Arta Pirchei Kahuna. What, they're going to follow him to the bathroom? Some man. Right? And then that's what happened. Rav Papa Amar La'olam Kidamina Meikara. Rav Papa says, we can really say, you don't have to come on, you don't have to give this crazy answer. You can give another, a better answer. The like we said before, I v'tikamar the tepek l'chulin, so then why doesn't the thing really should go to chulin? Why doesn't it? Because midrabanan, it's all dindrabanan, it's gzeira, shema yomru, motzien klisharis l'chol. People are going to think that once if it's in a klisharis, it can go to chulin. Really, it can't. Why? This is an exception by Isota, because the whole thing with Afreya turned out to be nothing. We don't want anyone to think that's a halacha.
Bad form.
What?
It's bad form.
We don't believe it's a halacha like that, so we said there has to be birth. Really, there doesn't have to be birth. But we don't want anyone to think the halacha is different. Masav Rav Murray, Nitmeis Minchasa, if the Mincha got Tamei, Ad shelo kachem b'kli, before it was in a kli, harei hi k'chala menachos v'tifta. You could redeem it. Why? Because before it went into a kli, it doesn't have any kedusha. Ah, you set it aside. Setting it aside is nothing. Misha kedusha b'kli, once it becomes kadosh in a kli, harei k'chala menachos, it becomes like everything else, v'tisar, if it has to be burnt. Kadosh ha-kometz, if you makish the kometz, v'lo hispik la'akrivo, ad shemeis hu, o ad shemeisa hi, you don't have a chance till someone died, one of the parties here died. It becomes like all the menachos and it has to be burnt. Karva komates, if you brought the komates, you didn't have a chance to eat the rest of it. Till someone died. It becomes all, like all menachos and it can be eaten. Shal safek bas mitchila kipra sveik of a halchala. Since the whole thing is a safek anyway, the safek didn't go away, fine, no problem. Bola edim shehi Tmeya, what if Adam came and said, we saw what happened? Minchasa nisrefes. The mincha has to be burnt. Nimtzu edeha zomimim. What if the Adam were found to be zomim? Then, minchasa chulin. The mincha goes to chulin, right?
Why?
So Rashi says, because which Adam were found to be zomim? The Adam stira. They said, we saw her go into a hotel with this guy. That was baloney. Those Eidim were Eidim Zomim. So there's no sota here. Right? There's no sota.
No, there is a sota.
What?
There is. You don't have stira.
Oh.
The Meiri says something brilliant. He says, "Af am on the Eidim Kinui, same din." The problem is, Eidim Kinui, the husband knows about it. Because he's the one who warned her.
Yeah.
So there were eight. So what do you mean? How could they be found to be zomim? The husband. What are you talking about? You there's no Adam on the. How could they found to be zomim?
Well,
the husband's there warning her in front of Adam. So those Adam found to be zomim. The whole thing is that's ridiculous.
In theory,
that could be true, but it's not possible. The only making it zomim is on the stira, right? They went into a hotel room together. Adam went into a hotel room. Nobody knows. Right? Nobody knows that happened.
No,
then they found to be zomim.
No, husband sends a message to Adam. Adam never tell a woman. She doesn't have a warning.
Interesting.
What's the case when husband never said that? But Adam,
you can have that by anybody, you can have it by anything. I lend you $100. Adam say that I lent Shia $100. And then it's found to be Zoman. Why couldn't I say I never said that? You can have that by anybody, you have any case of Adam.
That's one against two.
What?
That's
one. So same thing over here, it's one against two.
You don't need two. He doesn't need to have two. He just needs to be he has to just one of them.
Anyway.
Not gonna answer another question.
What?
When the soul is presented to
Klisharis,
at what point is it from Hekdash?
What?
At what point is it from Hekdash?
At that point. I think so, I think so.
Take that away and make it
you can't, you can't. You can't. So now we're saying, if they were, she was never a Sota, then it would never went, it's as if it never went into the Kli.
But it did.
But it did. But it's Ke'il, but it did, physically it did. But since the whole thing was a mistake, the whole thing was a mistake.
Lemafreya
was nothing. You took this and you put it into that kli. True, true. But it was a mistake. The whole thing was a mistake. Right? We just changed it.
What?
You made it back.
I didn't make anything.
Going back to. Okay. Anyway, let's just one more line.
It's a topic. It changes
itself. Edim zomim kamarta. Edim zomim kala islay. This is never going to happen. There's a kol on Edim Zomim. So everyone knows about Edim Zomim. Therefore what? Everybody will know it's a mistake, and that's why we don't have to say that it's Tomei Lenafreya, because we don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. That was this whole brisa was to ask that question. So you see that we don't care that people are going to get the wrong impression, the wrong halacha. They're going to think that things in a kli you can undo. No, Zomim is different because everyone knows about Edim Zomim. There's a call. Whenever that happens, it's a sensation, and everyone's going to know that's why it happened. All right. So we'll stop here by Tanya Kavasid Rav Sheshes. All right, everybody have a good day. Good minion.
What happened?